Hello and welcome to Magic Matters. We are so glad that you are tuning in today. My name is Denny.
I'm Erica.
And we are on location. We are here in beautiful Celebration, Florida, and news has come out, friends. News you can use. And so we decided to go ahead and just stop everything today. Yep. And touch base with you. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you don't follow Magic Matters Pod on social, please, by all means, do so. Because when news breaks, it's going to be covered on our social. You are awesome at jumping in there, Erica, and sharing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was doing it all day from the Magic Kingdom because so much was happening. Yeah.
So big shout out to our producer, Light Strong Media. We are thankful for her and her talents and how she jumps in here and makes magic of what we give her, which can be a mixed bag. You never know exactly what she's going to get.
You don't know what you're getting with us.
No, indeed not. So where to begin today, Erica?
So a few weeks ago, we talked about a rumor.
Yeah, we did.
And that rumor has now been confirmed.
Bling!
And the rumor will be rolling out in just a couple of weeks. That rumor being the Lightning Lane premiere pass. We had a whole episode where we speculated on it. We compared, you know, current Lightning Lane prices. Mm-hmm. We looked at Universal prices for their Express pass. And now Disney has officially said, hey,
it's coming.
This is happening, whether you like it or not. If you remember, I was excited for this because I'm like, oh, if we get something like this, it's going to help our standby lines move more efficiently. Right. But with this news that dropped, we have learned that's not going to be the case, because not only do we have the Lightning Lane Premier Pass, we are still having multi-pass and single pass, okay? So there are three options here to get on attractions, your fourth option being you're waiting in standby. My goal in that video was, okay, guess what? We'll get a Premier type of product.
Choice.
And that will be the only one that exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then our standby line will become efficient. Well, now we're gonna have three different tiers of people coming in through that Lightning Lane line. So efficiency is out the window right now when it comes to this. Look at the wind.
It is. I know. The breeze is coming in. Everyone, hold on.
Hold on.
We're holding on to papers.
Yes, because this information is very confusing. And I was like, we're going to need some diagrams to understand.
It's a good thing that we've got those.
The wind's trying to take away our information from us.
The winds of change are blowing in. Winds from the east.
It's like we're Mary Poppins all over again.
It is.
She's actually descending right now. She's very upset about
this
news.
She is incredibly upset.
She's not
here
having
to fix everything. Where's
Mary
Poppins?
Bag.
When we need her.
The fix is in her bag.
It is.
She's got it in there.
Please, Mary Poppins.
She'll
help us. We are the children. We need your help. Yeah, so Erica, this begins on the 23rd at Disneyland, right?
Yes.
And then the 30th here at Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Essentially, so what you said, there are three paid models to get you onto an attraction. Now, not every attraction has a Lightning Lane, but a lot of them here at Walt Disney World do. And so you can pay whatever you'd like to pay, depending on your budget and your time during the day, your goals during park touring. But what has just dropped is so crazy town that we just have to talk about it. What prices are we looking at,
so,
Erica?
For Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Now, before I tell you even the price, just know this is not for everybody.
In so many ways.
In many of a ways. So if you are staying at a Disney Deluxe Resort or a Disney Deluxe Villa Resort, you're able to purchase this thing, and you can purchase this 7 days before your stay. Now, speaking of purchasing, how much money are you going to spend? So Disney gave us a nice range of prices, the first price being what it would be on a slower day, and that top price point being on a peak day. So I want to start with the lower numbers.
Slower
first.
Day. Slow. Yeah. Let's dip our toes and walk in slowly to
so
this.
So we're gonna start at Animal Kingdom, who our friend Animal Kingdom has the lowest prices.
Bless.
On a slow day, you'd be looking at $129 per person. Get on every attraction at Animal Kingdom at least one time.
In addition to your park ticket.
Correct.
Price.
And on a busy day, you're looking at $199 per person. Now, I look at
and
$129.
And there are 7 Lightning Lane attractions at Animal Kingdom.
I
is that correct?
So.
I think that's the number, if I'm remembering correctly.
2 in Pandora. We have Kilimanjaro Safari. We have Everest.
Yes.
Lion King uses
yes.
it.
Nemo?
Nemo, dinosaur. But that's closing. So...
I tell you what. Hold, please. There's a gust of wind. Everybody.
Hold on to your
Mary,
hands and glasses.
Mary Poppins ain't happy right now. Okay, go ahead.
So I look at the price, $129, and I go, okay, I could theoretically get behind that
okay.
for myself.
Sure.
If I had a family of 4, I'm not doing that.
Nope.
I'm sorry, little Johnny. You're going to wait in line.
You're going to wait out here while your parents are inside.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So... we're gonna go to Epcot.
Okay.
While this wind's gonna take us to Epcot. our lowest price there is $169 per person.
Okay.
And on our busiest day, it's $249 per person. Now I do want to mention Disney is so cute to put in parentheses plus tax behind everything, just to make it worse. Over at Hollywood Studios, we're looking at on our lowest days, $269 per person, mm-hmm. and on our busiest days, $349. Now, I want everybody, hold on to your wallets, keep them nice and tight for this one. Magic Kingdom, slow day, $329 per person, and on a busy day, $449 per person.
Again, remember, this is not including your park ticket.
No,
you gotta
no.
pay to get in the park. Then you pay up to $429
yeah.
per person additionally.
And you cannot park hop.
this yes.
is only valid for one park of your choosing. So don't buy this and then think, oh, I'm going to transfer over to Epcot. It's not going to work
no.
over there.
And you can only do it one per day, right?
Yes.
So even if you wanted to shell out the money for Hollywood Studios after going through Animal Kingdom,
yeah.
you cannot. No. You're not allowed to at time of launch.
Yeah.
We will not be able
the
to.
The thing that's wild to me, I know that Disney can't do it because we have so many deluxe resorts, but at Universal, the Express Pass is included in their top tier resorts. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, maybe Disney will create a new tier of hotels
right.
that belong in this premier tier,
mm-hmm.
right? And they'll have it included in their hotel stay. Nope, Disney just said,
no, baby.
You're able to purchase. Now, this is... the thing is with this, they're going to have a very limited amount
mm-hmm.
of this. Not everyone's going to... you're going to be in the trenches fighting for this if it's something that you do want, okay?
Yeah.
A look back at Universal, they're low. They're
mm-hmm.
like random Tuesday in the middle of the month. Price is $89.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
again, this is something I was super for. When I start seeing the number 3 at the start of
mm-hmm.
a 3-digit number or a 4, I start to be like, this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people who pay that price for Halloween Horror Nights Express passes.
Right.
People are passionate about getting through all 10 houses and getting on all the rides that are open.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that if you're the person with that money
mm-hmm.
and you only have one night at Halloween Horror Nights, sure. Fine. Obviously, this is not geared towards annual pass holders. It's not
right.
geared
nope.
towards us.
Mm-mm.
It is geared to the people that have that money sitting in their back pocket.
Right. It
which
is
not a lot of us
no,
in this
it,
world.
No, it is geared toward the people who don't bat an eye at the price tag associated with staying at a deluxe resort and
mm-hmm.
spending like you're staying at a deluxe
yeah.
resort. Which is fine. If that's you, knock your socks off. Enjoy and tell us how your premier pass experience is. But this isn't for the typical, and I don't want to disparage anyone or categorize anyone at all, but this isn't like your family of 4, like you were saying,
yeah.
little Johnny would be waiting outside. Like this is for the 1%, and it's, in my mind, it's something just to remember. This was all, this whole monetization, and now the same thing has been monetized 3 times for certain attractions. Mm-hmm. We have monetized that Lightning Lane. Now we, with the multi-pass, we have monetized it twice. And then with the Premier Pass, we've now monetized that little stretch of real estate 3 ways. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane to me. We balked at it when it was monetized once for deluxe guests. Mm-hmm. And for me, it is the further taking away. We were saying on the way over here as we walked over to begin filming, this is further just monetizing that which once was free.
Yeah.
And for Disney Parks fans, it's another reminder that they're not here to be friends. This isn't business. This is capitalism. This is just what a business is gonna do. If that business is gonna survive, you've gotta find ways to monetize. Mm-hmm. And so they are going for the occasional visitors who are willing to drop a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
And the narrative that I keep hearing is people saying, well, when people are explaining it, so they're like, oh, so you have to buy it. So I want to remind everyone, you don't have to buy anything.
No.
No one is telling you
that
you have to buy this product. You don't have to buy multi-pass. You don't have to buy. My dad just came to Walt Disney World. Mm. He did 1 day at Magic Kingdom. He got there at around 10 in the morning.
Okay.
Stayed till close, rode everything. Just waited in line. Didn't buy Lightning Lane, nothing.
Yeah.
We used to do Fast Pass. Like, the whole family would run up, we'd go press the little thing, wait for our paper Fast Pass. But my dad is someone who's like, I don't care if I have to wait in line.
Yeah.
I will wait in the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had a great time educating me. Sent me pictures all day. I was like, wow, you got a lot done. He waited standby for Tron.
Got on,
had a great time.
Good
he
for him.
He was there all day. Now, okay. I know some people cannot stay all day.
No, they can't.
But my dad wasn't even staying on property. Mm-hmm. He was staying near Universal. Mm-hmm. So he still had that drive. Mm-hmm. But
he said,
I will do everything I can to get Magic Kingdom done.
Yeah.
And he did so much. So I just wonder, anyone on the internet saying, oh, you have to buy this. You do not. You don't have to buy anything.
No.
You don't even have to buy a ticket to come to Disney if you don't want to come to Disney. But you do not have to buy any of these add-ons. If you are someone that is able to wait in a line, that free option is still there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. It is. It's there are a lot of feelings and emotions all over the internet right now about this.
So
and
many.
Listen, we're entitled to our emotions and our feelings. I get it. I feel it. I just go, oh, come on, Disney. Like, because this is something of a generational love that we can pass down to the next generation, we feel all those warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
And of course, it's another reminder that they're not feeling those warm fuzzies necessarily. I mean, in some regard, I'm sure some do. But when it comes to the end of the day, they are a company.
Yeah.
They are a business, and they're out to make money.
Yeah.
To continue doing the same. So this option is here. If that's your jam, if that's your thing, VIP tours are there. If that's your jam and that's your thing.
If you're willing to put down that type of money at this point, I would just suggest doing a VIP tour. Because you get even more of an exclusive experience, and you get to like see backstage, and you will get to every attraction that you want to ride, no problem.
Yep.
And you get to learn more about the parks if you're someone who wants to learn more about those parks. But let's jump to the West Coast and just talk on some details there, because of course it's different over there than it is here. Theirs is going to be coming out on October 23rd, so just a little bit sooner than Walt Disney World. This one you can only purchase 2 days before your trip, and this is for anybody that has a theme park reservation. So I'm going in 3 weeks, so technically 2 days before my reservation, I could go ahead and purchase this.
You could roll in there and make it rain.
Exactly. Will I? no, because from the day it rolls out until the end of 2024 is $400 per person. Now, that does include two parks. So you could look at it. So that means you can, yeah. I think you can be park hopping over there. But you, it's $200 per park then if you're looking at it like that. But they won't let you just buy the one park. They're so close together. Disney gets away with being like, oh, only one park because it takes 20 minutes to get to the other one, you know?
Yeah.
At Disneyland, they're right there. So, but starting in 2025, when you have those slower days, you're looking at $300 per person, which I can't do math off the top of my head, but it's like $150 per park, something like that. I can't do math.
That's
right off the noggin.
Yeah.
But so there, this is available to all guests with a park reservation. You can book it 2 days before. Now, I have had a lot of people reach out to me and be like, I wouldn't pay this price for Walt Disney World. I'd pay it for Disneyland.
Interesting. Okay.
And I think that's an interesting conversation. Mainly Disneyland Park. There are so many attractions in Disneyland Park. It's hard to do everything in one day if you only have one day. So I'm going to say if you only have one day in Disneyland Park, I'd be like, well, maybe save up some cash on your way before the trip, sell some things, and put that money aside and be like, I'm gonna spend the $300 or $400 to make sure I get on every attraction in this park if you only have one day. Now, I have two Disney California Adventure days and two Disneyland days. I'm not gonna really need it. I'll have time. I'm gonna use MultiPass and figure it out. But I've had people tell me, like, I would do it for Disneyland. I wouldn't do it for Walt Disney World.
Interesting. That is so interesting. Okay, I could see that. Like, if you have limited time, listen, same with Walt Disney World. If this is, so for us, Disneyland is our vacation spot, right? Because we're local here to Walt Disney World. So if Walt Disney World is your vacation spot, and this is all, I think this all just, it boils down to a you do you moment, right? We all, like, we're gonna see this looking through our own personal lens. So if you look through your own lens and go, shoot, that's worth it to me to guarantee that we get on all the attractions featuring a lightning lane and to give us a leg up on having enough time to get on the attractions that don't, that's worth it to me. So really, yes, it's another option. Yes, it reminds us that the Walt Disney Company is in fact a company and not your BFF. So that can be a little abrasive, but it's just another option.
Yeah.
And
Disney with this, they're late to the game on this anyway. If you look, SeaWorld and Busch Gardens has had their quick queue process, which also there is one where you can buy one that is specific just for one ride.
Okay.
Right? You can buy one where you get one entry to all the rides or you have the unlimited. And then Universal has had their Express Pass. They have the one ride per ride, or you can have unlimited.
Okay.
And Disney has taken a while to catch up to that model, and I think that's why it's become so messy.
Yeah.
Because why couldn't you have just dropped this information at the start of Genie Plus and Lightning Lanes? What, we could have just started there. You could have started saying, hey, we're going to release two different ways to speed up your process of riding attractions. We're going to have this premier option, which will get you on rides without having to book a time. And then we're going to have this other option where if you like to space out your attractions, you like to make a plan, we'll let you book whatever times you want for those attractions.
Right.
So you have the premier and you'd have a MultiPass, what MultiPass is now. But no, we had to go through a change three times within like the past 2 years, really.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Disney has a way of complicating things that really don't need to be quite so complicated. They just, that's the way it goes down with Disney sometimes. But furthering the thought, I mean, just to drill down a little bit, you mentioned Universal, you get on as many times as you want to, right? You get to, there's no repeating of rides here, even with the Premier Pass. Even with spending $429 per person in addition to your ticket, park ticket price, you're still only guaranteed to ride once a day. You can only ride one attraction
If you're going to tell me that I have to put $400 on my credit card, I want to know that I can ride multiple times.
Yeah, that I can go on as long, as many times as I want to, but no.
129, check. I'm okay being okay. 129, I can get on one ride. Time. I can do all the rides one time. Okay. For $400, I better be able to ride it twice, three times, 10 times, I don't care.
While eating a cotton candy.
Yeah, eating.
And sucking down, you know,
a Slurpee or something.
Something sugary, like while
with
wearing Mickey ears.
Hand. Yeah, like, something. Because $400 is a lot.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I saw someone comment saying Disney's making it really hard for us who like to be there for nostalgia and who like to ride things for nostalgia. Because me, I'm not paying that, but my nostalgia is different. I could just sit down on a park bench and be satisfied with people watching. I did it like 7 times yesterday at Magic Kingdom. And for me, that's nostalgic, hearing the music, the passerbys, but for some people, those attractions are core memories and it's been a tough time getting on those attractions. Yesterday, a Wednesday. A Wednesday. It looked like it was Christmas Day at the Magic Kingdom. The line, the standby line for Haunted Mansion was on the boardwalk, that wooden trail that goes along the water.
That's
it was
nuts.
All the way back there. Basically starting to merge with Chippendale's meet and greet line.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Listen, and I think we have the luxury, again, this is a local bias, that we can sit there on the bench. You wouldn't go out to Disneyland and be content with sitting on benches, right? I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I gotta get on those attractions.
I'm also like a chronic
sitter. So we get it.
Sitter. I like to sit down
well,
a lot.
Okay.
But at Disneyland, I have the mentality more like, okay, we gotta go. I'm more like, we gotta accomplish 4 things and then we can sit.
So.
And then accomplish 4 things.
And for a certain percentage of the community coming to a Disney park, that is this, the Premier Pass is going to allow them to do all that, not to stress about it, that kind of thing. So we are super interested. I am super interested. I want to know if y'all are getting this. Does this appeal to you? What are your thoughts? Let us know down in the comments.
Or are you like, hey, Disney, are you crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay to go, this is nuts, but I also think because that whole nostalgia narrative that someone was saying, hey, I just want to go for my, again, Disney is not our BFF.
Yeah.
They are not there to foster nostalgia.
They don't want to hold your hand down Main Street.
They want the newbies who are willing to drop money.
Mm-hmm.
They want the people who are coming, who are like, oh yes, Bobby Sue, let's go. You want to do this and that and the other? We're going to make it rain. Mm-hmm. And this is gonna help them make it rain for their family. And to which I say, more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
If this is your jam, that's awesome. And please let us know it's your jam down in the comments.
Again, I am someone, when we were talking about the rumor, that I like a system like this. I think it's something that works well. I don't think it works well when there's still 2 other systems in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, again, the water gets murky.
It does.
With line merges and efficiency. So I will say I'm glad Disney released this. I just don't know how things are gonna look, because in my mind, this was just me, one thing, the other 2 gone, smooth sailing from here.
Right.
But I don't think that's gonna happen. And I mean, so I'm shuffling around episodes. This episode is going to go out next week. So a week from finding out this information.
So the first day it's available at Disneyland.
At Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And so I will be closely watching to see what's going on over in Disneyland, see what our Disneyland people are, you know, putting out on social media. But at the end of the day, I think it is something that can be helpful for the traveler that's coming one time every 5-6 years.
Right.
They want to get everything done. They have a good credit limit and can swipe their credit card and just go and do it. I think that's great for them. It's not something I would do. My mom's a DVC member, and I know this isn't something that she would do. My mom rather eat her way around World Showcase than spend this money to get on attractions.
Still sick.
She's great, isn't she? So I just think if it's for you, it's for you. And if it's not for you, that's okay. Because guess what? You don't have to buy it.
And it's also okay to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have that emotional tie to Disney, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole reason my family moved down here, was to be as close to Walt Disney World as we can be. And so when you have something that they introduce that reminds you that they're not here to foster that sense of nostalgia, mm-hmm. they're really here to be a company that provides entertainment. Cool entertainment, fantastic entertainment. I'm still going to the parks. It can be jarring, it can be disappointing, and all of that is okay to feel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of holding intention here at Magic Matters. The fact that, okay, it's okay that they introduced that, but it's also okay as Disney mm-hmm. Parks fans to be disappointed.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Exactly.
And that's one of the most important things I've learned in life. Two things can be true at the same time. We can be sad about this, but also acknowledge that, okay, go mm-hmm. off Disney. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Let's see who does purchase it. Let's see how efficient it is.
Yeah.
Disney's always doing something new and different.
That's right.
So
let us know your thoughts down in the comments section so that we can see what we can take your temperature as well. You've got our temperature now. Now it's time for you. So let us know down there. If you haven't already done so, please like this video. Please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. If you hit that little bell icon, it's going to give you a heads up every time we put up something new. And we're so glad that you all are joining us on Wednesday at 1 for our premieres. It's so much fun to be in live chat with you. So if you've never joined us for our premiere, come on over.
It's
jump
a lot of fun.
In. We would love to have you there. And of course, thank you for watching if you're watching outside of that 1 p.m. window. We're so excited that you are doing that. Hey, if you want to follow me for adventures over on my channel, I'd love to have you. It's Denny_Sunderly on Instagram, on YouTube. I'd love to have you join me.
And you can find me over at Healthy Dose of Disney. I mentioned I went to Magic Kingdom yesterday. I vlogged the whole thing, so that'll be going on YouTube very soon. So keep an eye out on that. And Healthy Dose of Disney is on every social media platform, so just come hang out with me.
I love that. Again, a quick shout out as the wind, Mary Poppins is coming through again. Speaking of Mary Poppins, thank you for Light Strong Media. Another shout out to her for being our producer extraordinaire around here. And thank you so much for coming and spending a little time with us. We are so grateful for you, and we'll try to keep you updated when Disney, decides to launch new things.
Yeah.
So whether you're purchasing the new Premier Lightning Lanes or you're standing with us in standby, always remember that
magic matters.